Roosevelt Raceway.
Yeah, that's another story.
We have time.
Yeah, there we go.
That was one of my, I'll never forget that race. It was a 1/8 mile they had made in the parking lot, and you had to be nuts to race there as in a dragster. For street cars, it would have been acceptable.
What year was that, Bernie, just to interject?
Yeah, that was 1960.
Okay.
Yeah, or yeah, I think it was 60. And
I was toddling around at that point.
Mm. You were toddling?
Yes.
I was still a glimmer.
Mm. Now you're toddling.
Now it's all right.
I think it had raced only a couple of times, and then we went there. I had my first dragster at that time. It was I made it out of oddly enough, out of Buick drive shafts was the chassis.
Really? Drive shafts?
Yeah, the Buick had a torque tube, and the drive shaft inside.
So the inner one,
Yeah, it was beautiful, clean steel.
How many drive shafts did you use?
Four. It was a very short car.
Oh, amazing!
Most innovative use for a Buick drive shaft. Very nice.
Yeah, had a Ford rear, at which I narrowed myself, and as far as being straight, that was questionable, but
right.
It worked. And we had the Chevy 283 with a 671 blower on the thing on gasoline.
Wow. Oh my gosh!
At the time, and so we went there. The Pacers were there. Right. George Steinle, remembers
good
it.
Friend of ours, sure.
And Angelo Giannini.
Oh, I possess a part of Angelo Giannini's that I want to build a car around someday, but we'll get into that later.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the race went and. Pretty good, and on the final run, I had to run Angelo for the money. And the strip itself had a pole, light pole, on the end of it.
Oh,
and you always had to remember turn right at the pole.
Okay,
you know, otherwise you go straight, you'll hit it. You know, and so we did that, and Angelo was in the right lane, I was in the left, and I didn't see him, so I figured I better not cross turn right because I might hit him. So I turned left, and that was the mistake. But the parking lot was gravel. That's where I went through.
Mm.
And I had the parachute out with little or no effect.
Mm.
And the car went every way but straight.
Wow.
And I stopped just at the where they had some concrete fencing there.
Mm.
And, you know, wiped my brow and got out of the car.
Well, thank God you weren't hurt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And won
$100. All right. Oh, you got the money.
Big money, yeah.
Nice.
I still have the score sheet from that race.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's incredible.